Today is Tuesday, December the 10th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was talking about, I was talking about the thing we did. We went to see Sights and Sounds Theater. We went to see their music program. And normally it's very, all the shows there are very good. I mean, they are super religious. These are Bible stories. And they even, which kind of makes me uncomfortable, this part, at the end, they have somebody come out and they're like, if you need to be saved or whatever, it's kind of like a Baptist church service where, you know, they start playing I Surrender All or whatever the song is. Those of you who are atheists, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But anyway, so it's kind of like that at the end of their performances. But the music and the sets are massive. And it goes, it's like a 360, it's not 360, like 180. Like on the sides, the stage wraps all the way down the sides. And so you'll have to, at some parts in the show, you have to look to the one side or the other because they'll be doing acting, you know, they'll have parts of the show on the sides. And, you know, they have this huge whale for the Jonah story that floats out over the audience. And I like all this stuff. It's like, it's amazing. But this one, just, I didn't like it. So I don't want to go into a lot more detail. I didn't like it. We were eating beforehand and we had done some searching for various restaurants because my parents wanted us, Mark and I, to choose because we do restaurant of the week every week. And so they think we're experts in choosing restaurants. And I'm not a manager, but because I'm a team lead at work, I know how to delegate responsibilities. So I delegated the responsibility to Mark. And he found that Paula Deen has her Paula Deen family or Paula Deen home cooking, or I don't remember the name of it now. But anyway, she has a restaurant in Branson that she opened up. And so we were going to do that, but like I said, they don't take reservations. And when we got there, we only had an hour for dinner and the wait time was an hour and a half. So Paula Deen's, oh, it doesn't say. Family kitchen. So anyway, we went to this other, luckily her family kitchen is in a shopping center area that has other restaurants nearby. And we walked over to this other restaurant and they were able to seat us right away. And Mark made the joke, oh, so they're just the overflow for Paula Deen's restaurant. Anybody that can't get into Paula Deen's, they go to this other restaurant and they just get them in immediately. And then we drove, you know, one thing that I didn't say is we got not an argument, but I was a little bit overly zealous about Trump because so my brother is married to a Hispanic lady and she is not a citizen currently. And I thought when you marry someone that like immediately they just magically become a citizen. I think used to it was that way. Like you would get married and then boom, you know, they're a citizen. Well, now there's this long process. It's very complicated, but she, before they got married or I don't know, she overstayed the amount of time she was supposed to be in the country. And I don't know her very well. I don't know if she, if it was a mistake or, you know, if she did it on purpose. I don't really know. But anyway, they're having a huge trouble getting all her paperwork in order and, you know, making her legal and everything. And so we were talking about this and I stupidly said, well, because my mom, I don't know why she said, maybe Michael, that's my brother's name. She said, maybe Michael should just tweet Trump, you know, just send him a, send him a direct message on Twitter and he'll do something about it. And I said, Mom, how ridiculous is that? You realize Trump is the one that's making immigration so much more difficult for people. and wanting to build a wall and wanting to send people. And Mark kept poking me in the back because he was sitting behind me. He's like, shh, stop talking about Trump. Stop. And I kept going. I'm like, you guys really think? And then my mom's well, Trump has done a lot of other really good things for our country. And I almost said, what, Mom? What has Trump done for us? But I didn't. I stopped because Mark was poking me in the back. But oh my goodness, she's like, oh yeah, just tweet Trump. What is Trump going to do, first of all? I mean, he is the one that's building a freaking wall. My sister-in-law is a Hispanic lady who is in the country. I don't know if you could say illegally now because she's married to my brother now, but she overstayed her I-94. And it's very complicated. But anyway, this is the kind of person that Trump is wanting to send back, you know? Anyway, it drove me crazy. So I got a couple of tweets and stuff. And there was one other thing I wanted to talk about, but I'll do it in a second. But I wanted to read these tweets. So I got a tweet from Barney, and I'll just open this up. So Barney says, thank you, Adam, for this entertaining content day after day. Audio journaling is a great innovation if done well, and you do it well. Upbeat, punchy, positive vibes, open, honest, and with a discipline to record an episode on good days and bad at home or the other side of the world. He also asked, is Paula Deen that woman who had sex with Bill Clinton? No, the woman who had sex with Bill Clinton is Monica Lewinsky. Paula Deen was a Food Network star. She's a Southern cook. I don't know that I would say chef, a restaurateur and cook. And she was disgraced because at some point in her career, she said bad things about black people and or something. I don't know. She did something that was racially inappropriate. And so she's not on Food Network anymore, but she has a lot of restaurants and stuff like that. But anyway, thanks for the tweet, and I appreciate it. I'm glad you think that my show is, what did you say? Upbeat, punchy, positive vibes, open, honest, and with discipline to record. So, yeah, well, I try to do all the... There's going to be a day when I'm not upbeat, probably. I mean, who knows? But... So what I really wanted to talk about today, and I'm getting into the closing portion of the show, but I wanted to cover this. Have you guys seen this Cameo app? I wanted to go over this because the Cameo app is, you go there. I think they have an app, but there's a website. I haven't checked, but I believe it's an app. But I know it's a website for sure. And you go there, and there are all these... air quotes, famous people, and they will do shout outs to you. I don't know, like, do you want a new message for your voicemail, or is it someone's birthday and they're really a fan of someone, and you know, they want to get a shout out, and they will do these, they'll record personalized greetings for you. And it just seems sad to me. I think if you're at the point in your career where you're having to record personalized greetings for other people just to make ends meet. Like, I don't know. That just seems so... Like, if one day, you know, when I get a little bit older and I'm not making the millions that I make right now as a podcaster, you know, I'm going to, you know, oh, I'll record a voicemail message for you for $75. You know, I mean, and now some of these people are doing it for charity. So, like... they're doing it for RED, which is the AIDS charity, which is great. I mean, I think that's really great. But some of them are not doing it for charity. And I'm like, they must really need money if they're doing this. And now it's not, you know, there's nobody on there like super like A-lister. I mean, you're not going to find like Tom Cruise on there. I say that, but I haven't looked for Tom Cruise. Let's look. Tom Cruise. No, there is no Tom Cruise. Let's look for Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman. Okay, no Nicole Kidman. Reese Witherspoon. I don't know how to spell her name. So anyway, Bill Cosby. He's in jail, so probably not. Anyway, but these people... Oh, I wonder if the guy from Saved by the Bell... I can't remember his name. He played Screech... Anyway, what I want to say is I just find this really sad. Like, Debbie Gibson is on there, and she will record you a personalized greeting for only $100. Chris Hansen, the guy that did To Catch a Predator, I mean, that's a thing in the U.S., will record you a message for $50. He is not contributing any of that to charity. So...
Hey everyone, Chris Hansen here, and I'm so excited to be on Cameo. Have you ever wanted me to tell a friend or loved one to have a seat? Or perhaps I've got the transcripts right here? Or maybe, you know, I've heard that once before. Now you can do it here on Cameo. So I think it'll be a fun way for us to interact.
Anyway, they have a little promo video where they try to convince you to, you know, to use them or whatever it is. You know, Eddie Hudson, the guy from Ghostbusters, Gilbert Gottfried, Tommy Lauren is on, you know, the girl who's like the bleach blonde Fox News host. She started out on YouTube and she's like a really controversial, like Trump loving, you know, whatever. John Schneider, the guy who was on Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, yes, most of these people are D-list or, you know, they were famous at one point and they're not so famous anymore. Danica McKellar, the girl who was on Wonder Years, she was the girlfriend. But I'm just like, oh my goodness, if you're having to do that now, what does that say about your career? Lance Bass is on there, but he's donating his to Red. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay, you know.
Well, happy birthday to me because I get to wish you a happy birthday now. Yes, I have joined the Famio here at Cameo. So swipe up, click on this link, and start sending me your request right now, just in time for En Cinco de Mayo. Oh, yeah. All right, let's have fun with this.
I don't know. I just find it. Lance Bass is $199. So anyway, have a look at cameo.com. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And for free, I will record a happy birthday for you. Just let me know. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.